That anthem, More Like You, is where we take our theme for this Lenten season. More like you, Lord, may we be. Please join your hearts with mine in prayer. God, thank you for the gift of your word, the gift of your most sacred story, which meets us time and time again in our lives with just what we need. God, you alone are our refuge, our rock, our strength, our sure foundation. In you we have found salvation. In response to your love, God, may we be more like you. And in this time, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, Lord. Amen. Jesus was uncompromising. Uncompromising. I think in general, we hear that word and we think of it's a bad thing. At least reasonable people compromise. And we've all heard it said before that the key to a good marriage is compromise. And when someone is being uncompromising, that usually means they're being difficult, that they're a problem. But Jesus was uncompromising. Jesus was also difficult and a problem for some people. Look at this exchange between Satan and Jesus. Three times Satan tempts Jesus to misuse his power, and three times Jesus says plainly, no. Three times Satan tempts Jesus to compromise his identity as the Son of God, and three times Jesus answers fully, no. And they are reasonable compromises, ones that you and I would likely take without second thought. Feed yourself. Save yourself. Glorify yourself. But simply and surely and completely, Jesus answers no. Jesus does not and will not compromise his identity as God's Son, or his love for God, or his understanding of God's word in exchange for anything. That's Jesus. He was uncompromising. And then there's us. We are human, and we are compromising. We are human, so we will take the food, and we will save ourselves, and we will worship the wrong things. We will dance with the devil, and we will give up our identity as beloved children of God in exchange for a quick fix and some vain, empty praise. We have done it, likely, already today. We have consumed without thought of what was sacrificed in our consumption. We have turned away from headlines that would make us see things we do not want to see. The one I turned away from this week was about children freezing to death in Syria. We have saved ourselves and our sanity by ignoring the cries for salvation from children freezing to death in Syria, children just looking for refuge. We have already, likely this morning, looked at the possessions of another with deep desire, certain if we could only own it, gain it, buy it, we would own the praise and glory and honor that comes with it. And we've looked with suspicion upon another, certain that they're out to get us, just one sneeze away from infecting us. and we have put our own needs above the needs of another. We have drawn our strength from something that is not God. We have given glory and honor and praise to ourselves rather than the Creator and the great grace giver that gave us this life. If not already today, then surely by the end of the day, and then again tomorrow, we do it without thought. This text shows us the perfection of Christ and of Christ's uncompromising no to Satan. And if we look fully at the perfection of Christ, if we let ourselves stand fully in the light of God, we will be left with the fullness, the knowledge of the fullness of our sin. We cannot look at Christ and not see how unlike Christ we are. We cannot look at Christ and not see our ability to get it wrong again and again and again. So hear me straight. I do not think the point of this text is to guilt us into being something that we cannot be. We will not withstand the temptations that Christ was able to withstand. We are human fully. And that's okay. But in Jesus Christ, the uncompromising presence of God with us, we will be saved. I am not preaching to gird you up against the temptations of the devil. I am not preaching to sell you a lie that you can reach perfection in 40 days if only you fast and pray enough. Do it. It's worthwhile. And with enough fortitude, you may even have some victories this side of the kingdom. But that's not my purpose here. I'm not going to preach. I will not preach to shame you when you give in to the all too reasonable request of Satan and his world. Shame has no place in the good news gospel of Jesus Christ. Rather, I am preaching to remind you of the uncompromising love of God made known perfectly in Jesus Christ. Because, my friends, it makes all the difference in the world. Jesus Christ, who would take just a few loaves and fishes and would use it to feed 5,000. No one will go hungry. No one will be left unsatisfied. No one's needs will be prioritized over the needs of another. Each and every child of God will be fed, satisfied. And friends, I'm preaching to remind you of the uncompromising love of God made known perfectly in Jesus Christ, because it makes all the difference in the world. Jesus Christ, who would not save himself. Jesus Christ, who would sacrifice for you, even to the point of death. Jesus Christ, who hung on a cross, who cried alongside each and every one of us, my God, why have you forsaken me? So that we would never ourselves be forsaken again. There is nothing, nothing in this life, including death, that God in Christ has not already conquered for us. There is no pain, no regret, no mistake, no loss, no death, no weeping that can separate us from the love of God made known fully and perfectly in Jesus Christ. And I'm preaching to remind you of the uncompromising love of God made known perfectly in Jesus Christ, because, my friends, it makes all the difference in the world. Jesus Christ, who preached about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ, who looked upon all the kingdoms of this world and said, no, there is something better. Let me tell you about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ, who said, "Let the children come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Jesus Christ, who said, "If you want to be great, make yourself servant of all, because in the kingdom of heaven, the first shall be last and the last shall be first." Jesus Christ, who said, "Blessed are the meek and the mourning and the peacemakers and the persecutor and the persecuted, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. They will rejoice." And Jesus Christ, who told us to leave the 99 to search out the one. The one is worth sacrificing it all for. All of heaven rejoices when the one is found. Jesus Christ, who gave living water to the outcast and sight to the blind and infinite forgiveness to sinners, you and I alike. Jesus Christ, our uncompromising Savior. In this Lenten journey, may we be more like him. Not that we can be fully. Not that we won't get it wrong and mess up and fall for some of Satan's pretty obvious BS. But our sin can't change who God is, the uncompromising Savior of all. In thanksgiving and praise, with humble adoration, may we be more like him. In a world that compromises, may we choose something worth being uncompromising for. In a world that compromises, may we follow Jesus Christ, who again and again chooses sacrifice over compromise. I don't know about you, but if someone comes along and knocks on my door in the next few days and tells me that I can save myself, if they tell me that my life matters more than the life of another and that I can leave behind all of my fear and my smallness and my insignificance and be praised and glorified and also fed and safe, I'm likely to take them up on it. I probably won't even recognize it as the devil. I might even confuse it with the very word of God. Because I am not Jesus, and I cannot withstand the temptation of the devil. But Jesus is my Savior. And Jesus won't compromise on me. And Jesus won't compromise on you. Jesus is with us. Alive in the gift of the Holy Spirit, God present with us, born into this world, activating something within us greater, something within us more wonderful, something within us that makes the impossible suddenly possible. So by the love of God made known perfectly in Jesus Christ, made known in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and by the love of God made known in the power of the Holy Spirit alive and well in each of us, may we be more like Jesus, willing to sacrifice, unafraid to be uncompromising. May it be so. Amen.